maybe the first time that I have the contact with English. That's maybe the textbook, the new concept. And my teacher is a translator, not a teacher have many teaching skills, but a translator, and teaches how to say, but not the grammars. So maybe that's the first step that I go into the in English square. So that's a memorable
experience. And how about reading experience? Do you have a memorable English reading experience?
Reading? Maybe when I'm in high school in Milan, we have the exam about the reading comprehension. Maybe at that time, I was very concerned about the reading skills. Mm. So maybe speaking and listening my important part.
So how, you know, for that comprehension question, you must have known that you're going to get a comprehension question in the exam, right? So
yeah.
How did you prepare for an English comprehension question? Yeah.
Actually, we have some skills. Mm. Yeah. If you can't totally understand the whole passage, we have some skills, just like I can draw some keywords and go back to the passage to find the keywords, and reading some sentence around the keywords, and we may have the right answer.
Okay, great. Yeah. And you're doing teaching Chinese as an international language.
Yeah.
So how important is English in that process?
Actually, I thought it depends on what the teaching methods you use. If we use we have a teaching skills called 直接法, 直接 how to direct teaching language. We should use 19% of the Chinese in this class, especially some cultures that can't use the Chinese to the students. We should use English to explain it. So maybe I thought the target language is very important in the class.